Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, it's stunning, just the level of the lying and the shamelessness about the lying.
Yep.
Right now with the impeachment. I mean, and it takes a special kind of person to stand up before your fellow Congress members, Democrat and Republican, who all know what you're saying isn't true. And not flinch.
I got to tell you real quick. I came in this morning. You know this big monitor we've got in here that has, you know, what's trending?
Yeah.
And the story, the headline was, House impeachment managers destroy Fox News talking points. And I'm like,
what?
You've got to be kidding me. Because the Fox News and, you know, folks like the so many other folks on the right, the radio talk show hosts, have destroyed the House impeachment story. We know that this is false. We know that this is false. These are not Fox News talking points. This is the truth. This is the fact. This is what didn't happen that you're trying to claim did happen. And that's what the House impeachment managers have been trying to do.
It's, I mean, let me just give you just one example. If you've listened to this show, you're really familiar with Jonathan Turley's point of view here. Remember, he was the Democrat Hillary supporter who testified on behalf of the Republicans, right? He begged Democrats not to do this impeachment, right?
In the part of the hearings that you actually got a chance to see.
Yes.
Because, of course, the House managers didn't want you to see the other testimony that was going on because they simply wanted to leak certain specific things so they can control the narrative.
Yeah, okay. So you're familiar with this, right? So this is, listen to Jerry Nadler yesterday. He's testifying, flat out lying about what Turley said about the most important thing. See, Nadler and the Democrats know that the weakest part of their impeachment is the fact that there are no crimes. And that is historic. Every other president, there has been a crime. They committed a crime. That's why they're being impeached, right? As Ted Cruz explained that.
On their face, the articles of impeachment, they don't allege high crimes and misdemeanors. They fail on their face.
So here's the problem. Jerry Nadler knows this is a problem. I mean, you are doing something that's never been done before, impeaching a president for no crimes. And so he lies about it. He says, oh, Turley agrees with me.
His position was echoed by the Republicans' expert witness, Professor Turley, in his written testimony. There he stated that, quote, it is possible to establish a case for impeachment based on a non-criminal allegation of abuse of power.
No. I mean, Lee, what? No. Okay. Turley exploded on CBS when asked about that.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
I think that this is one where the House is completely unmoored by history and by the law. I think that this will go down as one of the greatest historic blunders of a House of Congress in rushing the vote by Christmas.
Now, when Turley's written response, here's what Nadler did. And this is how they lie. What Turley was saying, and he echoed this when he testified before Congress, what Turley was saying is in articles of impeachment for other presidents, there have been charges leveled like abuse of power. That's not a crime. Obstruction of Congress. That's not a crime. That has happened. But they've been paired with a crime. You have to have the crime. You can pile some more stuff on. You put some icing on the cake, right? But you got to have a crime. Well, Jerry Nadler cut that part out and said, oh, yeah, Jonathan Turley totally agrees with us that we can do this, and it's the worst thing ever, and all of that. Now, here's Turley.
One more time. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. We have a third branch that deals with conflicts of the other two branches. And what comes out of there and what you do with it is the very definition of legitimacy.
Okay, but can you impeach someone for no crime? Like Nadler's claiming Turley said. Turley made our case. No.
I'm concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger. I believe this impeachment not only fails to satisfy the standard of past impeachments, but would create a dangerous precedent for future impeachments. Now, there are three commonalities when you look at these past cases. All involved established crimes.
So Nadler's out to say, he said you don't need a crime. Like maybe in another time-space continuum, but in this one where we live, no, he said the opposite. But they're just lying. I mean, they're just making stuff up. And this, Lee, this is what's it. Did you hear? I mean, they know they cannot prove Russia collusion. They know they cannot prove Trump and Russia colluded to steal the last election because that was absolutely debunked by Mueller and Hillary's attorneys.
That's what the Mueller report was all about.
Right. So they didn't dare include it in their articles of impeachment, right? But that did not stop Adam Schiff from going out there and just flat out lying, saying that we have to stop Trump because he and the Russians will join forces to interfere again.
What are the Russian plans and intentions? Well, let's say they got in. Let's say they start blatantly interfering in our election again to help Donald Trump. Can you have the least bit of confidence that Donald Trump will stand up to them and protect our national interest over his own personal interest? You know you can't, which makes him dangerous to this country. You know you can't. You know you can't count on him. None of us can.
Well, this is McCarthyism all over again.
Yeah, so they're just making this up. I mean, this has been completely debunked. Embarrassingly debunked for the Democrats. They will not claim it in writing. It's not in their impeachment articles because they wouldn't dare. That goes down for history. And so they're just out there just throwing stuff on. Listen to how outrageous it got yesterday. He was saying, now keep in mind, we have documented this here. The Chinese interfered in the midterm election. They were running full page newspaper ads in places like Ohio for the Democrats. Okay. And everybody was fine with that. Democrats loved it. They were great. Nobody criticized it. There's no investigation or anything. Schiff comes back and claims China's going to get in and interfere on Trump's behalf. And he's going to reward them with a good trade deal. With a good trade deal if we don't stop him. What the heck?
What Trump motivation is do the Chinese have to support Donald Trump?
I don't know.
None. He is the biggest problem that they've got right now.
But see, this, okay, listen.
So what if China does overtly or covertly start to help the Trump campaign? You think he's going to call him out on it? Or you think he's going to give him a better trade deal on it? Can any of us really have the confidence that Donald Trump will put his personal interests ahead of the national interest? Is there really any evidence in this presidency that should give us the ironclad confidence that he would do so? You know you can't count on him to do that. That's the sad truth. You know you can't count on him to do that.
This after an administration that was willing to give away our national sovereignty to the Chinese in that Pacific trade deal.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the party of Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff was willing to give away the sovereignty of this country to throw away the jobs in this economy to the Chinese and anybody else in the Pacific Rim. They were willing to do this. And it was only through, and I wish I could say it was Republicans that stopped it. No, it was Donald Trump that stopped it through executive orders, who was able to stop this from happening. Because sadly, we had too many spineless Republicans who were willing to go along with this deal. And Donald Trump got that stopped.
Does anybody really believe the Chinese like Donald
Trump?
Exactly.
But there's
and
no
they're going to collude with him to steal the election? I mean, that is, you need to be medicated if you think that's real.
Yeah.
You must have been living in a cave somewhere and you just wandered out. But this is the level of the ridiculousness. And if they believed it and had proof of it, they would have put it in their impeachment articles. They didn't dare.
They didn't dare commit
it to paper. Yeah.
They're just throwing everything in there because they know they've got nothing. They're just throwing everything in there to confuse and obfuscate from the truth. That's all there is to it. It's just impeachment jambalaya. We're just going to throw everything in there. Make it spicy hot so everybody thinks this is really something.
Yeah. And unfortunately, half the country will fall for this. They'll think it's real.
Yeah.
They'll think it's real.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.